If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
The sword kills, and whether it is words directed at our spouse, our children, our co-worker, our mother or father, our neighbor or anyone else, these quick-tempered, silly, unthinking words destroy spirits and kill relationships.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL, under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, recently I was out west in Phoenix, Arizona, and while every inside place was air-conditioned, wherever you walked outside, even at 10 p.m. at night, it was hot. 110 degrees hot. And don't let anyone throw at you, but it's a dry heat. Hot is hot. The first summer when I moved to Kansas City for seminary, they were having a heat wave, and for months, virtually every day into the month of October, it was 100 degrees. Being a poor single seminarian, I bunked with a bunch of other single seminarians in a house with no AC and vinyl-covered furniture. Sleeping was horrendous in that heat. But we also talk about heat figuratively when we talk about anger and rashness. We get hot under the collar. We do things in the heat of the moment. We get boiling mad. And so, like liquid boiling up and over its container, heat is causing us to splash all over the place uncontrollably. The Bible has something to say about human passion and actions. And we're going to talk about that today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, Building 429 reminds us, grace that is greater.
Search me, O God. Grace, grace, God's grace, grace
Many times in the sweltering summer heat in our cities, irrational things occur. Angers flare, foolish people gather as crowds and do things they wouldn't consider as individuals. Even thefts and violence occur. The heat seems to bring anger and rashness, foolishness and rage. Above all, heat, external or internal, seems to encourage irrationality. But the cause of such foolishness is rooted much further down than hot weather or even being hot under the collar, so to speak. The writer of Proverbs in the Bible said a number of things about this in chapter 14. Look down at verse 17. It says, "A quick-tempered man does foolish things." And just before that, it says, "A wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil, but a fool is hot-headed and reckless." So if we look at this comparison, we see on the one side wisdom, fear of God, and avoidance of evil. And on the other side, recklessness, quick temper, hot-headedness, and the role of a fool. What does it mean to be a fool? Well, the dictionary tells us it is a person who has no common sense, no wisdom, seemingly no intelligence, who acts like they are missing part of their ability to think. Thoughtlessness, so their actions make no sense. They are just silly. It's interesting that Jesus points out in the Sermon on the Mount that when someone is angry, they wrongfully call the person they are angry with a fool, when in fact, from this and from appearances, it is the angry person himself that is the fool. But that's why calling someone such a name is so wrong. It's like saying that they are subhuman without reason. And when we act recklessly, out of rage, with a hot head, in a quick temper, we certainly are not using the brain that God gave us. We are acting like some kind of animal. The writer of Proverbs also says in chapter 12, "A fool shows his annoyance at once." In other words, this hot-headedness begins even by his body language, his facial movements. The wise person won't let even the sudden anger to appear suddenly on their face. It doesn't mean that there are not things we should be angry with, but quick temper, sudden annoyance, hot-headedness is brainless. And most of all, it's just not like Christ Jesus. Later in the same chapter, it says that the heart of fools blurts out folly. So like a pot boiling over, the fool just lets it flow out, and usually it is for some selfish or anger-filled reason. In contrast, the prudent man, Proverbs says, keeps his knowledge to himself. In other words, he's silent about it. Remember how Jesus compared this foolish anger to murder? Well, Proverbs also points out in chapter 12, verse 18, that reckless words pierce like a sword. The sword kills, and whether it's words directed at our spouse, our children, our co-worker, our mother or father, our neighbor, or anyone else, these quick-tempered, silly, unthinking words destroy spirits and kill relationships. Yes, there are real fools, and many have even gone to prison over the foolish, selfish, hot-headedness that led to even more than looks or words, but actions of injury and murder. But many of us have blurted out wrong, unthinking words. We have boiled over in selfish anger. We have damaged our relationship with each other and with God. Sometimes we have lived in a world or family in which all this is just commonplace. We don't even know the difference. But that is why God gave us His Word, the Bible. That is why Christ came to live and die for us. And when Christ arose from the grave, He brought to us a way to have victory over the senseless passions that we indulge in. We no longer need to let sin, yes, sin, reign in our mortal bodies. Do you realize that your hot-headedness could be cooled? Do you know that God can change your heart and turn your tongue from a killing sword to a healing help? Why don't you turn your life over to Jesus right now and pray with me? Dear Jesus, I need you. I need you to change me. Please come in and cleanse me. Make me clean. I'm sorry for all the ways I've hurt others and hurt you. Please forgive me. Change my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want to know more about this risen Christ, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663. I want to send you something to help you in this new life. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.